first Saturday morning, Sims Metal Management, 445 Panmure Street in South Albury. Now, you were down at Beechworth, Lou, so I got to hang out with the lads there.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 hours, they opened up the doors. They don't usually open on Saturday.
No,
raising
they don't.
Money for Gibby 5 for kids.
Yeah.
And let's find out how much we raised, Ainley.
Let's do that. Dean from Sims Metal Management, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lou. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Now, it was a bit of a bloke fest on the weekend, wasn't it, at Sims, which is normally what it is, apart from Michelle, your lovely admin person. But, yeah, did Matt fit right in?
Oh, look, certainly did. Look, he was an excitable lad on the day, so no, he had a good time while he was here.
And a shout-out as well to your lovely wife, Dean, who was there helping out, and also to the kids as well who were there helping out as well.
Correct. Yeah, we had one of our drivers, Rapper's son, he was here helping out with sausage sizzle, and Hamish's two kids, they were helping out serving up sausages as well.
Oh, brilliant.
They did a good job.
Great. So I guess we need to know, bottom line, Dino, how much money did you manage to make on Saturday being open for those few hours for Give Me Five for Kids?
Well, it's actually more than what we thought we would have made. So we made a total of around $1,600 for the 4 hours.
Isn't that brilliant? That's so good. Obviously, the border decided it was a good time to clean up on Saturday and get a bit of scrap metal down. But you guys have been collecting throughout the year. And we won't spoil the surprise because throughout the year you've done a pretty good job as well, haven't you?
Oh, for sure. You look, everyone's going to be surprised the total we're going to come to on Friday. It's well exceeded what we expected and a lot more than what it was last year.
Fabulous.
Oh, wonderful.
So good to hear.
And, of course, we didn't just kind of hang around and do nothing, Lou. I got to smash a Daewoo to bits, which was terrific, and they got to stitch me up magnificently.
What happened, Dino?
First of all, we sort of planted a seed and said to Matt, look, you know, it's a very expensive machine. Make sure you don't touch this yellow pedal because it can overheat. It controls the magnet.
I do recall that's a similar story from when I was there, Dino.
But this one was more priceless. So Matt was so excited. He's like a kid in a toy shop, jumped on this machine and crushing a Daewoo. So anyway, as he started crushing, we thought he'd let him have a little bit of a play. And I just happened to let off a powder extinguisher behind him that looked like a fire.
Yeah.
And he just put his hands in the air and I didn't do it.
Not me! It's got nothing to do with me!
You're like an 8-year-old, Matt, seriously. I didn't break it.
Oh, Dean, that was classic, mate. Well, thank you so much for all you do for Give Me Five for Kids on Saturday and through the year. And we'll reveal the total amount from the year's worth of raising money on Friday. Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure.
And Dino, thank you to you and your family and the guys for donating your time on Saturday as well so that we could raise that $1,600 for Give Me Five for Kids just on Saturday.